Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. This week, Jeff launches a brand new series on one of the most misunderstood spiritual gifts, the discerning of spirits. What is this gift? Why does it matter? How can we walk in it with clarity and boldness? Our key verse for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. To another, the effecting of miracles, and to another, prophecy, and to another, the distinguishing of spirits. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Awaken to Deliver. This week, we are stepping into a critical but often overlooked gift of the Holy Spirit, and this is the discerning of spirits. And I'm telling you right now, if there's ever been a time when the church needed this gift in operation, it is right now. In a world filled with spiritual confusion, emotional manipulation, false doctrine, and counterfeit manifestations, we need more than good vibes and gut feelings. We need discernment that comes from the Spirit of God. Paul lists this gift in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, where he writes that the Holy Spirit gives to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits. That word distinguishing in Greek is diakrisis, and it literally means to separate, to discern, to judge between. So let's ask the question, what is the discerning of spirits? It is the supernatural ability given by the Holy Spirit to perceive the spiritual source or influence behind a person, message, action, or atmosphere. It's not suspicion. It's not intuition. It's not being critical. It's spiritual insight. And it allows you to distinguish whether something is from the Holy Spirit, a demonic spirit, or simply the human soul. This gift is not about reading body language. It's not about personality analysis. This is a spirit-given ability to see past the surface and into the unseen realm. And I want to make this clear. The discerning of spirits is not just for deliverance ministries. It's not just for prophets. It's not just for leaders. It's for the body. Every believer needs this gift active in their life, especially in these last days. Now let me take you to a powerful biblical example. In Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas are in Philippi, and there's a slave girl following them around for days, shouting, "These men are bondservants of the Most High God, who are proclaiming to you a way of salvation." Now on the surface, that sounds like a compliment. It sounds like she's supporting the ministry, but Paul isn't fooled. And why? Because he discerns the spirit behind it. And in verse 18 it says, Paul was greatly annoyed, and he turned and said to the spirit, "I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her." And it came out at that very moment. That's the discerning of spirits in action. She was saying the right thing, but with the wrong spirit. That's what makes the gift so vital. Because not everything that sounds spiritual is spiritual. And not everything that looks godly is of God. Discerning of spirits cuts through the noise. It exposes the source. It helps you know if what you're dealing with is from heaven, from hell, or just human emotion. Now let me take you to another example with Jesus himself. We look in Matthew chapter 16, verse 23, and Jesus turns to Peter and says, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me." Now think about that. Just a few verses earlier, Peter had confessed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But in this moment, Peter is trying to talk Jesus out of going to the cross. And Jesus doesn't just correct Peter. He rebukes the spirit speaking through him. And that's what this gift does. It helps you see past the person and into the spiritual influence behind the moment. Some of you have had conversations where everything seemed fine on the surface, but your spirit was disturbed. You couldn't explain it, but something felt off to you. That's often the Holy Spirit activating discernment. And when you lean into it, when you pray, when you ask him to reveal what's really going on, he will. Because this gift is not about suspicion. It's about spiritual protection. Now, with that said, I want you to understand that there are four primary categories the discerning of spirits helps you identify. Number one is the Holy Spirit. You recognize when something is truly from God. The presence of peace, conviction, holiness, and truth. Discernment helps you celebrate the real when you see it and not resist it out of fear or ignorance. Number two is demonic spirits. You recognize when the enemy is at work, even if it's subtle. False doctrine, divination, witchcraft, a seductive spirit, a spirit of control. You might not see a demon manifest, but your spirit knows that something is not right. Number three is human spirits. Not every weird moment is demonic. Sometimes it's just the flesh. People acting out of insecurity, ambition, or pain. This gift helps you respond in love instead of casting out something that's not really there. Number four is angelic activity. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2 says, "Do not neglect hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it." There are times when the discerning of spirits allows you to recognize that heaven is near, that you're in the presence of something divinely sent. Now, let me speak to something very important. This gift is not the same as the gift of wisdom or the gift of knowledge or even prophecy. The word of knowledge reveals facts. The word of wisdom reveals strategies. Prophecy reveals what God is saying, but the discerning of spirits reveals the source, the spirit behind the message or the moment. And again, I have to stress this. It's not suspicion. Some people think that they have the gift of discernment, but really, they just have a gift of being judgmental. They assume the worst. They're constantly pointing fingers. They think every strong personality is controlling and every emotional worship leader is manipulative. That's not discernment. That's pride masquerading as spiritual insight. True discernment doesn't come from a critical heart. It comes from a pure one. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14 says, "But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to distinguish between good and evil." Did you catch that? Discernment grows through maturity, through training, through intimacy with God. It's not a magic download. It's a cultivated sensitivity. That means if you want to grow in this gift, you need to stay in the Word. You need to stay in prayer. You need to stay submitted to spiritual authority. You need to be in the environments where the Holy Spirit is moving so that you can learn to distinguish the real from the fake. And I'll say this, it's better to be cautious than careless. But don't let caution turn into fear. Don't let discernment turn into skepticism. Just because something is unfamiliar doesn't mean it's ungodly. We need this gift to help us embrace what's from God and reject what's counterfeit. I'll never forget a time early in my walk. I was watching a service online during the midst of COVID, and the atmosphere in the video felt electric. People were shouting. There was loud music, and everything on the outside looked like revival. But something deep in my spirit didn't sit right. And as I prayed later, the Lord made it clear. It wasn't that the people were evil, but the spirit driving the gathering wasn't pure. It was performance. It was manipulation. There was no altar call, no transformation, just hype. That moment taught me a lesson. Don't judge by appearances, discern by the Spirit. And that's what I want for you. Not to become paranoid, but to become perceptive. Now, as we continue this week, we are going to dive deeper into how Jesus modeled this gift, how it operated in the early church, and how to spot false spirits today. And also, how you can grow in discernment in your daily life. But for today, let me leave you with this. The discerning of spirits is not just a spiritual radar. It's a gift of protection, clarity, and alignment. It guards the church. It exposes deception. It keeps your spirit sensitive, and it helps you follow Jesus more clearly. So ask yourself, have I ignored spiritual warning signs? Have I confused suspicion for discernment? Have I allowed flattery, charisma, or emotion to blind me to the true source? Because the Holy Spirit wants to sharpen your eyes. Next time someone walks into the room, don't just see their clothes, discern their covering. Next time you hear a message, don't just listen to the style, but discern the spirit. Next time you're drawn to something spiritual, don't just follow the fire. Ask, where is the fire coming from? Because not all fire is from heaven. Now let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. Have you been relying on your own understanding? Or are you asking the Holy Spirit to help you discern the source behind what you see? Ask Him for this gift. Desire it. Cultivate it. And let the Holy Spirit train your senses to distinguish between what's true and what only looks true. Now, tomorrow, we will continue this series by exploring how Jesus in the early church operated in the discerning of spirits, and how we can follow their examples today. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.